Welcome to the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance, where we go beyond just strokes and strategies. This is your space to build mental toughness, elevate your game, and thrive as a whole person, not just a player. I'm your host, Jira Schofield, and today's episode is all about how to handle pressure before and during a match. Pressure is something every player faces, from the weekend warriors to top professionals, but it doesn't have to be your enemy. It can be your greatest teacher. Let's explore how. Well, let's start with handling pressure before a match. This is where preparation is your best friend. Pressure often comes from uncertainty. So the more prepared you are, the more confident you'll feel. For example, imagine a player who struggles with their serve under pressure, right? You know how that goes. It's like every time match point, they double fault, or it's a close call and they can't get their serve in. And it happens every time, right? One of those. So one way to alleviate this anxiety is by incorporating pressure simulations into practice. I used to do this all the time with one of my students, and especially before matches, even in cases where they weren't able to get practice sets or tiebreakers before the match or tournament, this was really helpful. So what you can do is have a practice partner call out specific scenarios, like you lost the first set 6-4, you're up 4-2 in the second, you're down 30-40, and it's your second serve. And work through those moments repeatedly. You know, keep changing the score and scenario every time. And this can really help by recreating high pressured situations, and it starts training your mind to stay calm and focused in those scenarios. Another pre-match strategy is visualization. Picture yourself succeeding in key moments. Close your eyes and imagine serving confidently or hitting clean winners under pressure. Novak Djokovic often talks about visualizing himself lifting the trophy before big matches. It's not just a motivation, it's a mental preparation. Breath work is another essential tool. Try box breathing. Inhale for 4 counts. Hold your breath for 4 counts. Exhale for 4 counts. And then hold again for 4. This can calm your nervous system and helps you step into the match grounded and ready. I also have a lot more tools to come on breath work and visualization, so stay tuned for that. The ones that I'm giving you now are really simple and basic ones. So moving forward, let's not forget about our routines. Rafael Nadal, the legendary, famous for his precise pre-match rituals, like aligning his water bottles perfectly. While that level of detail might not be for everyone, having a consistent warm-up or pre-match playlist can create a sense of normalcy that combats nerves. We all know that look. It's got the player, got their in-ear headphones, and they are jamming out, right? Now, let's shift to handling pressure during the match. One of the most effective techniques is breaking the match into smaller, manageable chunks. Instead of focusing on winning the set or match, focus on winning the next point. Serena Williams often talks about how she treats every point as a new battle, regardless of the score. This keeps her grounded in the moment, especially when you're trying to close out matches. Instead of focusing on trying to close out the match, just focus on the next point every time. Another great example is one of my players was down 2-5 in a set. Instead of giving up, we focused on one point at a time, then the next, and then the next. She ended up coming back to win the set 7-5, breaking the pressure into smaller pieces made it less overwhelming. Well, you know, to a certain extent, it always looks from the outsider in, you know, oh, that wasn't too bad. But when you're in it, man, it feels super intense. So letting go of mistakes is another vital skill. If you double fault or miss an easy shot, resist the urge to dwell on it. Having a short-term memory is crucial in these cases. Forget it as quickly as you can. Use a mantra like next point or a physical reset, like turning your back to the court, doing a little jumping up and down, and then take a deep breath. Roger Federer has mastered this technique. His ability to stay composed after errors is what? Legendary. So, pressure during matches often peaks during big points. This is where self-talk becomes your secret weapon. Instead of thinking, don't mess up, reframe it as point by point by point, or I've got this. For instance, one junior player I coached started repeating the phrase, focus and move your feet. During tight matches, it became her anchor and her performance improved dramatically. Another strategy is shifting your perspective. Instead of fearing pressure, embrace it as a privilege. Think about it. Pressure only exists because you've earned the opportunity to compete. One player I worked with used to dread tiebreakers all the time. We reframed them as his chance to break through. This is my time to break through. And he started looking forward to those moments instead of fearing them. Lastly, let's talk about movement. Physical tension often mirrors mental tension. If you're feeling tight, try jumping up and down, shaking out your arms, or taking a quick jog to the back of the court. Keeping your body loose keeps your mind loose. Two, let me share one more story. A young player I worked with used a gratitude practice to handle pressure. Before each match, she wrote down three things she was grateful for, like having supportive parents or the chance to compete. Because let's be honest, if you can physically compete, that is a privilege in itself. Not all of us can just jump up and get out of bed and run on the court all day long. This simple act shifted her mindset from fear to appreciation. And her confidence started to change. It started to build. So pressure is a part of tennis. In fact, it's a part of life. But with the right tools, you can handle it with ease and use it to your advantage. Whether it's through preparation, visualization, breath work, or reframing your mindset, you have the power to stay calm, focused, and resilient. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast of Holistic Tennis Performance. If you found today's tips helpful, please share this episode with your tennis community, your coach, your mom, your dad, or your player. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more insights and strategies. Remember, pressure is a privilege, and you've got what it takes to thrive in it. Until next time, keep playing with your heart, keep growing, and remember, it's all for the love of tennis.